Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Fountainhead in New Rochelle. Westchester Talk Radio presents Pet Rescue New York's annual Mardi Gras Masquerade Ball. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the evening, along with the mix master, Matt Cain, our extraordinary engineer. This portion produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram. You can find us there at Shark Creative. Well, a festive night shaping up here at the Fountainhead, an annual event that goes on every year. It's Pet Rescue's biggest fundraiser of the year. We expect an outstanding turnout. And to help set the scene for us tonight, we have one of the great volunteers who make up Pet Rescue New York. I mean, they're so critical to their success. We have with us Robin London Vecchio with Pet Rescue. Robin, good evening.
Hi.
How are things?
Things are great. I'm really excited to be here. This is my favorite event all year long that they do.
Well, let's talk about this. It is their biggest fundraiser. We don't know how much will be raised this year, but always a great turnout. We have food. We have a silent auction going on. Tell us about what we expect tonight.
Well, let's see. Hopefully, there's going to be close to 300 people, possibly more. Even with bad weather, we expect everybody to come because that's the kind of people who always support our event. We have tons of great silent auction raffles and live auction raffles, new ones that we haven't had before. Those are our biggest money makers. But the amount of people who donate to this are unbelievable in the community, all over Southern Westchester and into Connecticut.
How critical are the volunteers? Because you are one yourself. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been with Pet Rescue for about 9 years. I adopted a dog from them, and I had come to know them through donating something for this event myself. I'm a photographer. I donated a portrait sitting, found out about all the awesome dogs and cats they have, adopted, and they pulled me in from that moment on.
Yeah, again, the organization, basically it says this, continues to be driven by the passion of volunteers like yourself and donors who work every day to care for the animals who are injured, homeless, and abandoned. Those animals that really are looking for a safe place to live, a wonderful family that will take them in out of harm's way.
So true. And the difference with our rescue is that most of the dogs, once they're vetted and they come to us, go to foster homes. And in the foster homes, they learn about the dogs. This one's great with cats. This one loves little kids. So that the dogs and cats can go to the proper families and find their forever homes.
And quite a few of them have taken these dogs here in Westchester, right?
Absolutely, yep. That's one of the benefits of working with us, even though every animal deserves a home. But knowing that they're in a foster home and we get to know them and their profiles are posted and we could tell you so much about the animal before you make them a part of your family.
And that's the thing. They really are like family. I mean, let's say you might have a family that doesn't have any kids, but they are really a child in many ways, and they have to look after that child, that pet, and care for it and nurture it and make sure they stay healthy.
So very true, which is why the vetting that we do on people when you fill out your application and we double check what you write down there, because we want these animals who've unfortunately had bad situations or been on the streets to be in their final forever home forever. So we want to know, even if you're a single person, that you have the time to take care of it. If you're a busy working mom, that maybe you have someone else in the house during the day to help you out. Because it's really important that these animals have the best possible homes they can find.
Now, again, this is the biggest fundraiser, but you do other fundraisers throughout the year. Where is most of the money coming from tonight? Is it the silent auction items? Where does that come from?
Most of the money tonight, a portion of what people give to come to the event goes to us. And a portion goes, obviously, for this wonderful place that we have, the Fountainhead. And most of the other monies coming in tonight will be from the silent auction and then the live auction.
And Pet Rescue, again, it's based in Harrison.
Correct.
And I don't know how many years it's been around. It's been around a very long time.
I think last year was our 30th year that we celebrated.
Is that right? Congratulations.
Yes.
30 years you've been doing this.
30 years started by one woman in her house, and it has grown to hundreds and hundreds of volunteers, thousands upon thousands of dogs and cats rescued over the years. And it's amazing to think where it started and where it's come to. And we've had a place of our own for a few years now.
So when somebody is interested in volunteering and they come to you for the first time, they have a lot of questions, what do they usually ask?
I think the biggest thing is, how can I get involved? What end can I do? A lot of people want to work with the dogs when they come off the transport in cleaning them up, getting them vetted. A lot of people want to walk the pets on the weekends and during the week, which is always something we need because we socialize them. We work on a little training with them. And a lot of people work in the kitty cottage, cleaning out the cages, caring for the pets during the day when they're in there, and just playing with them, mainly to socialize them. So there's so many different ways people could volunteer.
Yeah, a number of different ways, and they certainly can find out. Let's say they can go on the website as an example.
Right, ny-petrescue.org. They can go on there. They fill out an application for volunteering. It's just like when you want to adopt a pet, fill out an application. That way we have everybody's information to get in touch with them and then have a conversation with us.
Yeah, and then the process kind of goes from there, right?
Exactly, yes. Based on the age of certain people or what they know in the past working with animals or don't know, you don't have to have a background. But that's the kind of stuff we like to find out to put them in the right situation.
Do these potential owners have a preference, let's say, if they would like a dog or a cat, let's say a certain personality they might identify with? I mean, do they ask that question?
Absolutely. And the great thing is that on the website, all the dogs and cats have a little bio page once they're ready for adoption. So they could see for themselves what the animal is all about, and then you could also ask the foster parents who have lived with these animals or the people who work in our location in Harrison who are familiar with the dogs and cats too.
I can imagine they want a pet that kind of reflects their personality, don't you think?
A lot of times people say that, and that's hard to know, you know, exactly what the person's personality is when we're just meeting them, but we could certainly guide them towards the animals when we know this dog loves to be active and outside, this one loves a lap, this might be better for you if you like to stay at home, if you're a big outdoor person, take this giant one who loves to run. So it's a good thing to match them up with their personalities and what they like to do.
All right, so once again, you can go to the Pet Rescue's website, and can they call for information too?
The best thing is to go on the website. Just as well, you could always stop by. We have meet and greets on Saturdays, but in order to adopt a pet, you must fill out an application first. So that's our first form of advice. Go fill it out. Even if it's down the line, you might want to adopt an animal. Get your application in, and then start looking at the dogs and come visiting us.
Wonderful. Well, Linda Vecchio, thank you so much for joining us, volunteer with Pet Rescue New York. I hope you have a great time tonight. Should be a fantastic turnout. As you said, despite the rough weather we have, I think it should be a successful night once again.
It's going to be awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Robin. Robin London Vecchio, ladies and gentlemen, volunteer with Pet Rescue New York. As we said, this is their big fundraiser, and we're broadcasting live, Westchester Talk Radio is, from the Fountainhead in New Rochelle. My name is Jim Cleefield. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to step aside for just a moment for this short break and be back with more of the show in just a moment.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live from the Fountainhead, this beautiful club in New Rochelle, New York. I'm Laura Smith, as I said, and we are being produced today by Shark Creative. We're also made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. I am so happy tonight. We do a lot of the events here with Westchester Talk Radio, but tonight is something very close to my heart. It happens to be the gala. It is the masquerade ball, the Paudy Gras masquerade ball, and this is all to benefit Pet Rescue of Westchester, and I'm really happy to have Tamara here today. Tamara Lindy is the chair, and she's also on the board of Pet Rescue. Wow, this is a big event tonight.
It definitely is. It's our largest fundraiser of the year. We're really excited for it.
I walked through that silent auction, and it is amazing. You're going to make a lot of money tonight for Pet Rescue. So I personally adopted a street dog from Pet Rescue many years ago, and she was my guardian angel, and I was always grateful. And then I ended up getting a kitty cat from you as well. So tell us everything you want to tell us about Pet Rescue and about the event tonight, who we're going to see here tonight and what we can expect.
Sure. Well, Pet Rescue is something very near and dear to my heart. I've been involved with Pet Rescue for about 8 years now. And since we took over the shelter in Harrison, I've been very involved with filling it up with our dogs and getting them into foster homes. And then, of course, at the end, getting them into their forever homes. So this being our biggest fundraiser of the year, we're just raising money so we can save more animals, more transports. We transport from the South. We transport from Korea. We've been doing a lot of really great transports this year. So this is our big fundraising event where we get that money so we can continue to do, you know, what we do best, and that's save lives.
Now, that's incredible, especially in light of the Olympics, the Winter Olympics that happened last week in Seoul in South Korea. And was it in Seoul? Or, I don't know. It was in South Korea. Anyway, there was one of the medal winners or whatever. He got very involved in bringing awareness to that. So how can Pet Rescue in Harrison, New York, actually do something for Korean dogs?
We have great partners that we work with, and some of them we're honoring tonight. They're going to be telling their stories about how they work with people in country to get these dogs out of meat factories where they are being bred to be eaten. So we come and we pay for their vetting due to some really great sponsors that we have. And we bring them over, and then they're vetted, brought into foster homes, and then they get adopted. So we've had some really great success stories and hope to continue to do that.
What does a flight from South Korea look like with all these doggies on it?
It's pretty tough. I mean, they have good conditions. It's completely air-conditioned, and they're in crates, and they get all their vaccines before. But, of course, they're really tired when they get here, so they need a lot of loving.
Jet lag. Oh, my goodness. That's so wonderful. So this incredible work. And then, of course, you help to take in strays. And also, is Pet Rescue one of those situations where if anyone brings their animal and releases it to the shelter for whatever reason, you're able to help somebody out, or is that something you don't like to encourage?
I mean, we really do our best to either find a place for animals or give people the resources where they can go to do that if we personally can't take any animals. But what I think is very important about Pet Rescue is any dog or cat that we adopt out, we will take back at any time for any reason.
That's incredible.
So we don't want them ending up in the wrong hands if people, for some reason, can no longer care for their animal. They actually sign in the contract that they will give that animal back to us.
That is amazing as well. My goodness. So how many animals come through Pet Rescue in Harrison at any year?
I would say that we adopt out close to 600 animals a year. Our kennel holds about 40, and sometimes we have litters of puppies, so that can be increased.
What would you say is on your biggest wish list? So a lot of the money tonight that's being raised for Pet Rescue, what would be your grandest wish?
At the end of the day, a lot of our animals need medical care, so that's one thing that's really important for important for us.
Oh, boy. No pun there.
No pun intended, but that's really important for us. And also, just some structural things. We took over a shelter that needed a lot of work, and we're continuing to work through some of those issues. So just, you know, keeping the shelter up to code, keeping everything, you know, in good condition, and then just being able to care for our dogs and cats the best way we can. So all the funds go directly towards the animals.
I was so grateful when I did get my dog from Pet Rescue in Harrison. It was a dog that they found. I was living in Rye at the time, and everyone was saying there was a mad dog on the loose. And right outside of my door in our condominium they were, the pet rescue was there saying, we've got this dog. We've been hearing calls about this wild dog. I said, I don't know what possessed me to do it because I'm not a dog person. I'm a kitty cat person. I said, I want that dog.
Oh,
please, please, please. And they called me in 2 days and they said, this could be the nicest dog we've ever met. She's ready to go home to you. And we had her for 17 years and she was my angel. So
that's so great. I love hearing stories like that.
I was very grateful at the people there that they really took the time to make sure that the dog was going to be safe for me. And it was just, but it was the best experience. So I thank you for that and the work you do. Tonight, what can we expect at the gala?
Oh, a lot of fun coming up for the gala. We have a great live auction with some awesome things to bid on. We have a huge silent auction. It's one of our biggest so far, about 120 lots in the silent auction. John Mara and Scott Shannon are going to be officiating the entire thing. I know the weather's kind of frightful out there, but we're hoping that doesn't deter people from coming over, learning more about pet rescue, and helping support us.
I have a feeling people love your organization so much. One of my best friends is going to be here tonight, and she is a huge proponent. That's where she has gotten her dog. So I know that people are going to try to make it no matter what tonight.
I sure hope so.
Tamara, thank you so much. Tamara Lindy, who is the chair of the gala this evening at the Fountainhead in New Rochelle. And this is, of course, for Pet Rescue here in Westchester in Harrison. What a worthy cause. Make sure you become and be a part of this all year long, even after the gala is over, because they could probably always use your help and your funds as well. Thank you, Tamara. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we are broadcasting live from the Fountainhead in New Rochelle, New York. We're being produced tonight by Shark Creative, and we're made possible today by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, also Durante Rentals, Fixed Rate Power, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Salem Golf Club. My guest today is the president of this entire organization. That would be Pet Rescue, which happens to be in Harrison, New York. And tonight's Mardi Gras Masquerade Ball is their biggest gala of the year. Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you.
So it's big. This is a huge event. I've heard a lot about this over the years. This is my first time in seeing this. It looks absolutely spectacular. First of all, tell us about Pet Rescue in your words and what it means to you, what it means to the community, what you most would love to accomplish with your wonderful center, which I told our other guests that I got my dog from you and
That's
I got
nice.
A kitty cat from you guys. So I am a huge fan of Pet Rescue.
So Pet Rescue is a wonderful volunteer-based organization, which is what makes me the most proud of this organization. We do everything on a shoestring, and we rescue hundreds and hundreds of animals, dogs and cats. We've had some rabbits. We've gotten homes for a few cows, pigs, goats, guinea pigs. And we do it because we love it, and every penny people donate goes to the support of the animals.
That's and really that's what you would hope. So I did not realize you were all volunteer. That is
yes.
So commendable. So commendable. So you know that everyone is doing it just for the love of the animals.
Absolutely. We do pay a vet and a vet tech.
Of course.
We do have a couple of kennel workers that are there every day, all day, cleaning, getting the dogs out, helping with the volunteer dog walkers. But everything else is driven. We do not have an executive director. We don't have anything. Everybody is a volunteer.
That's amazing. Really amazing. How many spaces are available at any given time at Pet Rescue?
Most of our dogs and cats we put into foster homes as soon as possible.
Okay.
So we could have 80 dogs and 20 cats in foster homes immediately. We only have 23 spots at the kennel itself. We can double up if there are puppies, if there are two dogs that came together as a bonded pair. But we try to get everybody into a foster home because that's where we learn the most about them. That's where they're the most comfortable. They're loved. They're safe. They're learning how to live in a home.
Uh-huh.
Most of our animals come from horrible places. They come from the street. They come from a mountain. They come from where they were dropped off, from another shelter. They were found under a tree someplace. So we want them used to a home. We want them used to people. We work on housebreaking, on leash walking, on being happy, on living with another animal, with another human being. So that's it. So that's a hard question to answer.
It sure is. But boy, the amount that you take in is really
yes.
incredible, considering you only have 23 spaces. Is that for cats
that's
and
just
dogs?
That's just for dogs.
Just for dogs.
The cats, we have a beautiful, small but beautiful facility for our cats. Nobody's in a cage. Everybody's loose, but there are smaller rooms. We can physically, comfortably fit about 39 cats, adult cats. All kittens are immediately in foster homes. They are never in a shelter. But even the cats that are in our shelter are in rooms with spaces and windows. We put in bay windows. It's all climate controlled. We have great circulation of air. Everybody is comfortable, happy. And on days when we have a lot of volunteers here, we just open the doors and everybody mingles. But when we're not there, there are certain cats we know get along with other cats. There are certain cats that are cat friendly, certain cats that like to be in by themselves. So we have rooms set up for that.
Are most of the cats, do they come in as strays, or are they cats that have been dropped off by owners? What are the scenarios?
It's pretty much half and half. We do get people where they become allergic, or they have a new family member in the house, a new baby, a new partner, and they are allergic, so we do take in cats. Or people who become ill, they can't take care of the cats. So we definitely take in cats that have been in homes, but we also take in friendly strays.
Okay, and so what is the greatest need that you can see that you would like to tell the community that you need more than anything? Obviously, besides coming to the gala tonight and buying all the silent auction items.
Well, as Tamara said, our biggest expense overall are vet bills, because we spare no expense at taking our cats and dogs wherever they need to be. I have two dogs right now that have horrible skin conditions. We go to a dermatologist that specializes in these difficult conditions. We've had animals with eye issues. We have now one dog from South Korea that has a heart condition. We've had many dogs with the heartworm, which is a very expensive treatment. So our vet bills, it's really money. We need money for the treatment of all of these medical issues.
Yes. And what is the percentage of animals that are fostered who actually then stay with the family?
Well, they're called failed fosters. So we would like people to foster and then get them home so they could foster again. I don't know the actual percentage. I mean, I actually have three failed fosters that came to my house and never left. But I've also had 1,000 fostered dogs. So out of 1,000, I've kept 3. So that's pretty good.
Wow. So you have people who are working with these animals that are willing to open their homes.
Yes.
Is that a great need? How do you get the word out and try to get people to really volunteer their home to be a foster home?
It's a home, it's a lifestyle, it's including this dog or cat in your life. And it's really, people find us. We're on Facebook. places like you. When we were on this show last year, we got foster families. We try to get the word out through small articles in newspapers and word of mouth.
Yes. So what is the website? And on the website, do you have pictures of every
yes.
animal there that's available?
Yes.
Because I find that that really helps.
So our website is ny-petrescue.org. Again, it's ny-petrescue.org. All of our adoptable animals are listed there. There are pictures, there are descriptions written by the foster families.
Yes.
And we update them as often as possible, as often as needed. We do have other animals that are either being treated for something that are not quite ready. We just took in 15 yesterday from West Virginia, so they will be seen by our vet next Tuesday and Thursday, and then they will be posted the following weekend.
And when you say you're taking them in from West Virginia, is that from another shelter or is that from a puppy mill?
So the woman in West Virginia, we've been working with her and her mother for over 20 years. They are in a very rural, very poor coal mining area, and people just dump their dogs. We do a really good job in the northeast of spay and neuter programs. You don't see packs of dogs running loose. We try to get everybody spay and neutered. You go, if a dog is in a shelter, it's spay and neutered immediately. It's not let out without that. People understand that. In other parts of the country, that's not the case. In other parts of the country, dogs are not treated as family members. They're treated as disposable items. Shelters are not required to spay and neuter, so you can adopt a dog, let it loose on your property, and now you have seven dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
Or cats.
Right.
Same thing for the
it's
cats.
Not really preventive.
But other parts, I mean, I am told, I have not seen it personally, but I'm told in places like Houston and Los Angeles, there are still packs of dogs.
Wow.
Because people are not spay and neutering them.
Yes. Well, you're doing an amazing job in our area. We're very lucky to have Pet Rescue here in Harrison, and they are all, we're all very lucky to have you too as well, Paula Krenkel. Thank you so much for being the president and undertaking this really wonderful, wonderful cause.
Well, thank you for coming. We really appreciate it for you helping getting the word out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Once again, we are at the Mardi Gras Masquerade Ball here at the Fountainhead in New Rochelle. And this is money, a gala to raise money for Pet Rescue in Harrison. So much fun. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live this evening from the beautiful Fountainhead Club in New Rochelle, New York. Well, we are being produced by Shark Creative, and we are made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. Tonight, I am so happy to be here at the Mardi Gras. Yeah, you heard it. It's with a P, Mardi Gras, the Masquerade Ball to benefit Pet Rescue in Harrison, New York. So happy. And I happen to have somebody with me today with a really great story. She happens to be the mom of a lovely young girl named Julia. And how old is Julia?
12.
12 years old. And Julia did something really amazing starting last March, which would be a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us all about Julia's wonderful treats.
Okay, so Julia wanted to give back to Pet Rescue because we got our dog from Pet Rescue about 9 years ago. And she wanted to find a creative way where she could dedicate some time and volunteer, but since she was so young, she wasn't really able to volunteer at a a shelter or at Pet Rescue. So what she decided to do was to make dog treats. And she and I, we would sit, we would bake, and we started around the neighborhoods just selling these little dog treats and taking all the money and donating it to Pet Rescue. And so far, she's raised over $1,500.
Oh, my goodness.
And she continues to bake and sell her dog treats.
That's amazing. Now, is this does she have a name for the dog treats?
No, it says Dog Treats by Julia. She actually has business cards that iDesign Group donated their services to her recently and wanted to create a website for her and actually made business cards. So we're going to be distributing them tonight, hopefully, so she can get more business drummed up.
Now, in terms of the recipe, was it something that she created on her own, or did she find it in a book or whatever?
Pinterest is great. You know, she went on Pinterest. We saw it's all natural. It's peanut butter, oatmeal, and bananas, and that's all it is.
How
it's pretty
incredible.
Easy.
And do the dogs go crazy for it?
Well, most of them like them. Our dog, Sammy, who we got from Pet Rescue, actually just sits at the oven waiting as she's baking them, so he knows he gets all
the cookies
that are not for sale that break along the way. So
that is so wonderful. And $1,500 so far, that's just incredible. So is this something that Julia plans on doing for a long time?
Julia, do you plan on doing this for a long time?
Yes.
Yes, she does plan on doing this for a long time. She's shy for the radio. But
who knows? She could be the next Martha Stewart of dog treats.
I don't know. I think we need like a bigger kitchen and some people to bake with us, and we would be doing really well.
Well, it sounds like an incredible activity and for a cause, and a great cause at that. I also got my dog from Pet Rescue in Harrison. So, yes, like you want to find a way to give back. Well, this is just wonderful. Great. You must be very, very proud of your daughter.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, please thank Julia for all of us here at Westchester Talk Radio.
I will do. Thank you.
And everything she's doing. Thank you as well. At the Masquerade Ball here, the Potty Gras Masquerade Ball at the Fountainhead in New Rochelle. And this is the gala that brings in the money to help support this wonderful, wonderful organization right here in Harrison, New York, where you can help take care of the animals, cats, dogs, and even some farm animals have been included over the years. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Creating the holistic roadmap to your financial future, Hightower Westchester, where your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. Proud supporters of Westchester Talk Radio. Securities offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Hightower Advisors, LLC is an SEC-registered investment advisor.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more. The services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live from the Fountainhead in New Rochelle, New York. We're being produced tonight by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Also, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Tonight we are here for a very good cause and pause, I should say. It's the Potty Gras, the annual Masquerade Ball Gala to bring in the funds for a wonderful, wonderful organization. That's Pet Rescue in Harrison, New York. And I'm very happy to be joined right now with Vicki Rothweiler, who happens to be a volunteer at this fabulous place where I got my dog, my cat, and so many thousands of others have as well. Hi, Vicki.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
So you're a volunteer, but very specifically...
Very specifically, I am a hoarder of dogs. I have five of my own dogs from Pet Rescue.
Five,
and Paula Crankle is the godmother of my youngest, Eli. I was cut off by Ruth, but now she reinstated me.
You were really actually cut off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's why I can't foster dogs. Because
you foster them.
I fall
and then
in
you
love
keep
and
them.
I keep them.
Oh my goodness, how wonderful.
It is.
Five. What kinds are they?
Oh my goodness, I have Billy, who's a half a poo, and I have Andy, who's half poodle and hot dog dachshund, and Katie I got when Anya was around. Remember Anya? So she was around, so I got Katie from Anya, and I got Eli from Paula, and he's a Maltese Palm mix, but he looks like a Maltese, and they're the greatest dogs, and it's the greatest organization, and I recommend everybody to adopt from Pet Rescue, because they do put you through the ringer with a lot of questions, but they want to make sure that the dog goes to a great home and doesn't come back, and that's why I love them so much, because they're extremely thorough, and you can't ask for a better organization to fund, and they're just amazing. The volunteers and the people are so dedicated to this organization.
How wonderful. So you also help by walking the dogs.
I do. I'm a dog walker. And I'm not looking for any new clients at this time, but...
Oh, I thought you meant at the shelter itself.
No, I don't. But I do donate. I come here and support any of the pet rescue people that need me. I'm always available
Aren't
for them.
Aren't you amazing? How wonderful. So here we are at the gala, which I'm sure you're a part of every year. What is your favorite thing? There's so much going on here tonight. So many great things.
My favorite thing here so far tonight is Scott Shannon. So
yes.
Just not for nothing. But usually my favorite thing to come here is to see all my friends when I don't have to be distracted by having, you know, my dogs or we're working. So I get to schmooze with them. I get to enjoy them. We all look fabulous because we're not dirty. Walking the dogs, but it's just a great place to visit your friends on a more relaxed level and a really joyous occasion.
Yes, joyous for sure. A lot of people here.
That's Elaine. I love her.
A lot of great people. I know one of my very best friends in the world has gotten quite a few now, and she said they do put you through quite a rigorous testing to make sure that you... But that just says to me how much they are dedicated to...
Totally agree.
...the animals.
Totally agree.
Wanting it to be a good situation for everybody.
It is. What they do is they totally vet you and make sure that you are worthy of their pet. And they want to make sure that this dog is going to get a great home. And it's just, they're amazing. And I would, and just to throw a shout out to Petchester and my hero, Dr. Bonatti, they also did a...
Who's Petchester?
Petchester is also affiliated with Pet Rescue. And they also do a lot of help and volunteer, and they also do a lot of care for the dogs that come from the transports.
Well, that's wonderful. And I want to thank you for hoarding all the dogs.
I will.
Because that's what the world needs now.
Thank you so much. And I think that
like
you should put a little shout
Mickey.
Out that I need to get another puppy soon. I've been begging for a little one, but nobody wants to talk about it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure a couple of years you'll get some.
Okay.
Wonderful. Vicki Rothweiler, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Lauren. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the gala tonight.
I will. And thank you for putting a great shine on this place, because it's on this organization, because it's well worth it.
We're very lucky to have them.
Thank you.
Yes, here at the Potty Cross Masquerade Ball, which goes to benefit the wonderful Pet Rescue in Harrison, New York. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live tonight from the Fountainhead, the club in New Rochelle. Really beautiful tonight. And we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we are made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental, who, by the way, happen to be sponsors of tonight's Potty Gras Masquerade Ball. It is their gala event to help raise funds for Pet Rescue New York. And who doesn't love a gala to help raise money to adopt and help get pets adopted? Well, there's a wonderful one here in Harrison, New York that I got my dog at, my cat at as well, and they just do an unbelievable job. But there are other organizations as well that do a great job and do great work in terms of rescuing animals and making sure that they find loving homes. And Wagging Tails happens to be one of them, working in conjunction with Pet Rescue. So I'm really happy to have three lovely, beautiful ladies here, Jennifer, Jamie, and Elizabeth, from all presidents of Wagging Tails Dog Rescue. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you,
you
so much for being here. Now tell me, so we've been hearing a lot about Pet Rescue tonight, but tell us about Wagging Tails and how are you affiliated or what do you do for each other?
So we came together as friends, cousins, with the same like-minded passion to save dogs and to rescue dogs. And once we discovered the need that dogs had in Korea and the Asian dog meat trade, we began our work. Jamie's been working closely with Pet Rescue for how long, Jamie?
About 7 years.
7 years.
Okay.
So working together with Pet Rescue has given us the opportunity to save more lives, and the partnership has been really amazing.
So what exactly have you been able to do with the Korean dogs and rescuing them from these terrible conditions in the dog farms? And we're getting seeing a lot about that on social media, right?
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
So we discovered, we've been friends, and we discovered that we had this interest over social media, of course, and Elizabeth had networked with a Korean rescue, and we just started our work, and with them, we work closely with them. We sponsor the dogs as we follow them from pulling them from the actual cages in the slaughterhouses, and we follow them their whole way until they arrive to New York once they're vetted and their medical needs are taken care of, and then when we bring them here, we find them homes. They come into our homes as fosters, and we find placement, and because we are a foster-based rescue, we have been able to work with Pet Rescue, and they've been able to take a lot of our dogs because we trust them so much.
Uh-huh.
So.
Wow, this is just amazing to me. So how literally, what is the process? You have people on the ground, boots on the ground in Korea that actually, what do they have to pay off some of these farmers
We have boots on the ground with this Jindo Love group that we work with in Korea. We will speak to them over Facebook Messenger in the middle of the night because obviously their hours are much different. They work tirelessly on the front lines, and they'll literally bring us film footage of the dogs that are
in need,
and we never turn any dog away or leave a dog behind. We'll take a whole cage, and we will care for every single one.
Do you have to pay the people that run these slaughterhouses? Is that how you get the dogs?
Sometimes.
Wow.
You know, it's all about money. Yeah. Money and greed.
Wow.
So, you know, and that's tricky because you don't want to pay these people, but...
Right, but you just are doing anything.
At the same time, it's bringing awareness.
It's bringing awareness to it, absolutely. Well, this is just, we're so grateful to hear about that people are, in our own neighborhood, basically, are helping to alleviate this really awful problem, and thank you for bringing it to awareness. So Wagging Tails, what's that?
It's not just the eating the dogs, it's how they slaughter them and they torture them. That's just unacceptable.
Oh, my goodness. That is just beyond. It really is beyond comprehension. So then you actually get them all the way here. So are some people able to adopt some of these Korean dogs, basically?
All of them that we've brought over have been.
Yeah, every one that we've brought over has been adopted. And actually, Thursday? Just last Thursday, we had three come in. Two were adopting within 48 hours. They went into temporary fosters to adopt, and they adopted them right away. And we have one that's still available, but they all have gotten adopted, even the ones that have been somewhat scarred from their experience. There's someone here that's willing to deal with them and adopt them, so we don't have any unadopted.
That is so amazing.
What we would love people to know is that when we pull these dogs, we have no idea what we're in for. We don't know what their medical issues are going to be. We don't know if they're going to survive. We don't know if they have heart conditions and serious... And we take them all. It doesn't matter what. We have to also pay a ton of money, for lack of a better word, a ton of money, for them to be then flown to the States once that's all taken care of and they're all stable and they can fly. And it's a huge undertaking, and it's something that we're never going to stop doing. But the support would be amazing.
Please tell us, how can people donate to Wagging Tails Dog Rescue?
If you go to our website, WaggingTailsDogRescueNewYork.com.
Is it the full name?
Wagging Tails Dog Rescue NY.com is our website.
All right. Wagging Tails Dog Rescue NY.com. Very good.
We also have a Venmo. What's our Venmo? It's, what
it's
is it?
It's the same.
Wagging Tails DNY at Venmo. Just look for us on Venmo.
And that's a pay situation.
That's
right?
A really easy pay situation, an app to pay. But if you go to our website, we have our PayPal.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent. So, wow, this is just amazing, the work you're doing, and thank you so much and bringing these out. Is that a dog?
That's our dog from South Korea.
No way.
Yeah.
Yuki. Oh, my goodness. Can we get a picture of...
Oh, and she's come so far.
Oh, bless so her far. Heart. So she's still available for adoption.
No, she's adopted.
The adopter says no.
Yeah.
Oh, she is. Yuki came over and had some medical needs that needed to be attended to, and Wagging Tails and Pet Rescue together.
Yes.
Wagging Tails helped sponsor her medical needs, and Pet Rescue found her the proper foster home that then found the best adopter for her, which you now see she's here.
What an incredible story. And, my goodness, she has no idea probably the lengths that you've gone through to make sure she's safe.
I feel like they all kind of do know a little bit.
Really?
And the most resilient dogs. More resilient than people would ever be.
Okay.
Having come from their abusive situations, they're ready to love and trust be loved.
I'm so happy to be speaking with you guys today, and I want everybody, once again, to know the website so you can find out about it and how you can help rescue these beautiful dogs from Korea and then other places as well, right? They're not all Korean dogs.
We work with overcrowded rescues, shelters that are kill shelters down south.
Yes.
Yeah, overcrowded rescues, and we were able to relieve a lot of dogs from the hurricanes down south.
Amazing.
So we work.
Do you have a brick and mortar, or is it
no?
So it's just
foster based.
Okay,
and that's how we work, and that's why we do work with Pet Rescue a lot, because they have the facility.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And a vast network. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth, Jamie, and Jennifer. What a wonderful thing you are doing for these beautiful creatures. We thank you for your dedication and stepping in to do the work. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, grateful to be here tonight at the wonderful gala. It's a masquerade ball, Paddy Gras, and it's all going to benefit Pet Rescue here in Harrison, New York, right in our own neighborhood. They do such great work. By all means, in the future, but way beyond the gala, do whatever you can to help donate, and also to Wagging Tails, because that's an amazing organization as well. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Shark Creative. Get sold.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.